I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The focus of the U.S. election campaign has been the domestic economy. You'd have to search far and wide through the political ads for a reference to any country besides our own. Few candidates, for example, are talking about Afghanistan or Iraq. If there's one country that is on the political radar, though, it's China. That's because China's economic policies affect the number one issue of this political season, unemployment. The World's Jason Margolis went to New Hampshire to find out what the people and politicians there are saying about jobs and China.
In the good old days, the town of Berlin in northern New Hampshire was a prosperous center for lumber and paper mills. Its nickname, the city that trees built. It's been a long and steady decline for Berlin. Today, the town has just one sawmill left, White Mountain Lumber.
We do see logs being actually packaged up, put into containers, and shipped to China.
That's Mark Kelly, White Mountain Lumber's co-owner. He says mills in China can offer cheaper prices to take New Hampshire's trees and saw them into 2x4s.
They can buy this product over here and ship it halfway around the world and then remarket it back to us. And that's the scary thing.
To many people in New Hampshire, it may feel like anything and everything can be outsourced to China these days. According to a recent study that's gotten some attention here, New Hampshire fared the worst in the country, percentage-wise, in estimated job losses due to Chinese competition. The two candidates in New Hampshire's 2nd congressional district both promise that they'll stem that tide.
I know, that's what it's all about. Jobs, 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 get them back.
That's Annie Custer. She's the Democratic candidate. I met her on her 30 diners in 30 days campaign tour.
The staff calls it 30 pounds in 30 days.
On her website, she lists preventing outsourcing as a top priority.
Part of it is this insidious tax provision that companies were rewarded essentially for shipping jobs overseas.
Custer is taking a page from President Obama's playbook. The president and Custer say they'll keep jobs here by closing overseas tax loopholes. Custer says she'll also spur local business growth by eliminating capital gains taxes through next year for companies that invest locally. That's the Democratic strategy. The Republican congressional candidate is Charlie Bass. He's trying to win back the seat he held from 1994 to 2006. Bass's main strategy, no real surprise, cut taxes. Here's Bass on the campaign trail speaking to some high-tech workers.
The reason why we're shipping jobs overseas is because we're not competitive. That's why people ship jobs overseas.
Bass says the federal corporate tax rate, 35%, is simply too high.
You know what companies will do if they can't be competitive? They'll just shutter up and move out. And, you know, the Democrats are well on the way of trying to fulfill that objective. So, you know, let's compete and beat them at their own game.
In New Hampshire's 2nd congressional district, the finger-pointing at China has been pretty tame by national standards. The organization Citizens Against Government Waste produced this ad. It features a sinister-looking Chinese professor lecturing students in the year 2030. The professor says the U.S. tried to spend and tax itself out of a Great Recession, which led to crushing debt. He then laughs and says, of course, we owned most of that debt, so now they work for us.
You know, is there a way to save the jobs that we're currently losing to China? I don't think so.
That's Ross Cattell, an economist at the University of New Hampshire. Well, how about a second opinion? Economist Dennis DeLay is with the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies.
I tend to think that those jobs are probably gone.
DeLay says the raw numbers just don't stack up well for New Hampshire.
The average wage for a New Hampshire worker in manufacturing is about, without benefits, is about $25 an hour. The average wage for a manufacturing employee in China, including benefits, is about $1.50 to $3 an hour. So that's a pretty compelling argument for expanding your operations in China.
Many American politicians say China is beating the U.S. because China is manipulating its currency. Both candidates in New Hampshire say they'll work to stop that. Economist Ross Cattell says currency manipulation does give China an edge, but just focusing on lower costs in China misses the point. Even if costs rise in China,
those jobs are not going to go to China. They're going to go to even lower cost countries than China. You know, Indonesia and lesser developed nations with lower wages are going to be, the source of competitive advantage.
Gatel says Congress needs to focus on investing in education and higher value manufacturing jobs in emerging sectors like clean technology. From what he's heard, Gatel says the economic plans coming from candidates in New Hampshire are vastly oversimplified. But in the same breath, he says he can't really criticize the candidates. After all, getting elected is about being a good politician, not a good economist. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.